Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. My name is Mia, and today I'll be reading Finally You and I Collide by Lulu Lawrence. This fic is 14.4k long, the rating is not rated, and the relationship is Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson, and Liam Payne and Harry Styles. This is some of the tags: alternate universe, exes to lovers, divorced Louis Tomlinson, five times, cookies, flirting, banter, Louis and Liam are besties, roommate Liam, American Louis Tomlinson, everyone is American except Louis, because my imagination can only go so far, and no smut. The summary is as follows. Funny how Louis could sum up everything he'd had with Zayn so easily. X. One syllable, two letters. 14 years of friendship and marriage and everything else they had been to each other, put together and explained to anyone who asked with that one tiny word. X. Ex-best friend. Ex-lover. Ex-husband. Ex-everything, really. Zayn had truly become his everything, and Louis still ached in the spaces within that used to be filled by him, even all these years later. Sometimes love was a bitch. Or the five times Louis was accidentally wooed by cookies, and the one time he was purposely wooed by brownies. The story of Louis's life was not that of a romantic comedy. He wasn't looking for anyone's pity, and when people started asking too many questions, he would often just redirect until they just stopped asking. But honestly, he had a perfectly good life. He had a great roommate who had become his best friend after they'd worked through the first few months and gotten used to each other, and his roommate's new boyfriend was pretty great too. He had a job that he loved even if it exhausted him and didn't pay him even close to what he deserved, and his family was incredible. He had the life he dreamt of when he was young. He had no reason to complain, and he knew that, so he didn't. Or he tried not to. But sometimes, he couldn't help it. Liam, why doesn't anyone love me? Louis asked. His head was hanging off the seat of the couch, and his legs were flung over the back as he kicked his legs back and forth. It was quite comfortable, really, but also it felt nice to kick his legs around freely without worrying that he'd kick something or someone. But so far, the blood flowing to his head had helped release some of the tension in his neck, and his god-awful headache that had been getting worse all day was finally starting to go down a little. "What are you talking about?" Liam asked from the kitchen where he was finishing dinner. "I love you." "Aw," Louis cooed as he smiled at the ceiling. "I love you too, babe, but that's not what I meant. I meant, why doesn't anyone love me the way you love Harry?" "Well, what kind of headspace are you in right now?" Liam asked. There was a pause as he set the timer on the oven, and then he continued, "Are you wanting a serious answer, or do you want me to just keep messing with you? Or do you need me to blow smoke up your ass to feel better about yourself?" Louis snorted. "I'm never going to turn you down on helping boost my confidence, but I was asking pretty seriously. I mean, I'm a lovable guy, right?" Liam sighed and sat down cross-legged on the floor in front of Louis, so he looked like he was sitting on the ceiling. Louis kinda liked seeing him upside down like this. It made his beard look like his hair, and funny enough, it worked quite well for him that way, too. "Lou, you were married before. How do you think you aren't lovable?" Louis pursed his lips and shifted around before finding a better position for his head to hang. "I've told you before, that wasn't a real marriage. It was a fake one. More like friends with benefits where everyone who mattered thought we were married." "Friends with benefits never works, though. Someone always ends up falling harder than someone else and ends up with their heart broken." Louis stared at Liam blankly. "A fucking sage you are. Thank you, Liam. That's an excellent summary of my previous marriage." "Oh, shit," Liam winced. "I'm sorry, you never said. I honestly forgot it was a fake relationship. Or I thought you were kidding. But either way, I definitely didn't know that happened." Louis sighed. "Yeah, well, I try not to advertise it. You're the only one I've told the whole story to outside of my family." Liam gave him a soft smile that looked pretty pitying as well, instead of saying something. They sat in silence for a few minutes, both of them lost in their own thoughts before Liam piped up again. "I'm sorry, but I didn't think people actually got married for pretend or whatever. Like, how does that even come about? And why? Were they trying to get a green card or something? My life isn't a fucking romantic comedy. Of course it wasn't for a green card. You literally got married to someone when you didn't mean it. Sounds like the basis of a romantic comedy. Or a tragedy, Louis teased with a smirk. Nah, it was because the cheapest off-campus housing was only available for married students, so my best friend and I got married so we could afford to keep attending. Oh, Liam nodded a little. Yeah, that makes sense. We thought so. So yeah, we were married for 3 years, and then after we graduated, we got divorced just like we had always planned. Promised we'd stay friends, and then didn't. Mostly because I couldn't handle being around him when I loved him, and he obviously didn't love me the same way. So once again I ask, why doesn't anyone love me? Liam tilted his head. He looked kind of like an adorable puppy who was trying his best to concentrate, and Louis loved him all the more for it. We've been roommates for a while now, though. It's been like 4 years, and I've never known you to have a serious boyfriend. You barely go on dates. Don't you think that could be a big part of the problem? You're not giving anyone the chance to love you. Oh, you wound me, Louis said, sitting up and closing his eyes until he got over the dizziness from the abrupt shift. I tried for a little bit to date, but it was pointless after my ex. No one could compare, so I stopped trying, figuring someday I'd find someone who could. Someone who made me forget him, or at the very least I'd be over him enough to try. Louis went quiet, picking at the knee of his trousers that were starting to fray a little bit. He supposed it made sense. They were one of the first pairs he'd bought when he got his first teaching position 6 years ago. He was impressed they'd lasted as long as they had. Are you still not over him? Liam asked quietly. Louis shrugged. Dunno. Maybe not. Or maybe he's just the one for me and I missed my chance. Louis snorted. How pathetic would that be? Missed your chance by 24, so that's it. Just shit out of luck the rest of your life. Have you ever tried to get back in touch with him? Louis shook his head. Nah. He moved to Chicago to be closer to his family since his dad had gotten relocated while we were in college. I tried cyberstalking him a while ago, but he's got new accounts now and they're all locked down tight. Probably didn't want anyone finding out about me. It's a ridiculous story, after all. It's why I don't really tell anyone about it. The oven timer sounded, and Liam stood up, but first he planted himself on Louis's lap and wrapped him in a tight hug. I'm glad you trusted me with the story, he said, before kissing Louis's head. I really do love you, even if it isn't the kind of love you want in your life right now. I always want platonic love, Louis argued, pulling Liam in even tighter than he already had been. I just want romantic love, too. I know. I hope you'll find it again. Louis smiled and tucked his head into Liam and allowed himself to be comforted by the scent of his dryer sheets that clung to his clothes so strongly, even after a long day of wearing them around the office. Thanks. Me too. The timer dinged again, causing Liam to curse as he stood up once more. Don't want to burn dinner. Harry's coming over again, and he always seems to come when I fucked it up. Louis snickered. You need to stop trying all the new fancy recipes. Just do your tried-and-true ones when it's your night to cook, and I'm sure he'll be plenty impressed. Plenty impressed with what? Louis twisted so he could see Harry at the front door. Hey, good to see you, man. Yeah, you too. Harry smiled through his curls before he brushed them aside. He was in the process of growing his hair out, but had been getting so annoyed with a difficult in-between length that he was about to give up and have it cut. Louis kept reminding him he'd regret it and have to start from scratch, and it seemed like it was working. The hair was still long and flowing, and it made him smile. So what am I going to be impressed by? Oh, Liam's regular recipes. I was just telling him that you don't need his new fancy ones that he keeps messing up. It's true, Harry said emphatically before going into the kitchen where Louis couldn't see him anymore. Just make your regular things. I don't need anything fancy. They were both quiet for long enough that Louis knew they were probably kissing hello, so he rolled his eyes and made his way to his bedroom. He'd take the time to change out of his work clothes now that Harry was here. Harry didn't need to hear him complain or spill his guts about his ex. Funny how he could sum up everything he'd had with Zane so easily. Ex. One syllable, two letters. 14 years of friendship and marriage and everything else they had been to each other, put together and explained to anyone who asked with that one tiny word. Ex. Ex-best friend. Ex-lover. Ex-husband. Ex-everything, really. Zane had truly become his everything, and Louis still ached in the spaces within him that used to be filled by him, even all these years later. Sometimes love was a bitch. Once Louis was in his joggers and an old t-shirt, he grabbed his bag filled with papers to grade and put them down on the side table by the couch. If he had them there already, he could get started on them right after finishing dinner, and hopefully he could finish all of them tonight. Dinner's ready, and Harry brought cookies. Louis immediately perked up and bounced into the kitchen. Really? I love your cookies. Well, Harry said, biting his lip a little, these aren't mine. Technically, they're my roommate's, but he's been working really hard on getting better at cooking and baking, and he really is improving. Something went wrong with these snickerdoodles, but I promise I tried one before leaving, and while the texture isn't quite right, it really did taste right. Louis smiled and nodded. I promise I'm not exactly a connoisseur, but I just have a sweet tooth. I'm sure they're great. Louis dished some of the zucchini casserole, or whatever it was that Liam had made them tonight, and then was about to ask where the cookies were when he saw the red Solo cup beside the glass pan filled with round, tall balls. Are those the cookies? Harry started giggling, and when Louis turned to look at him, he had both hands pressed to his mouth as if he was trying to keep his laughter within himself, but he couldn't do it anymore. He was so red it was honestly getting to the point of Louis worrying that he was going to hurt himself if he continued trying to keep it in. Yes, Harry squeaked before dissolving into laughter. I told you, he did something wrong. I have no idea what, it doesn't make any sense at all, but he did try, and they really do taste fine. Louis eyed them, but went ahead and grabbed a couple and put them on his plate. They feel heavy, he said warily before popping one in his mouth. When he tried to bite down, the cookie didn't give at all, and his tooth started to hurt. What the fuck? Spitting it back out and into the trash can, Louis picked up another cookie he'd put on his plate and tapped it against his plate, and then harder against the counter. It dinged and began to chip, but mostly stayed whole. They might taste fine, but I don't know how you ate one. They're hard as a rock. Looking back at the cup Harry had brought the cookies in, Louis asked, Am I supposed to soak them in milk? Act like the cookie is some food version of ice? Harry was crying and wheezing. He was laughing so hard, and when Louis turned around with a cup in hand, he found Harry crouching on the floor with Liam standing beside him still, looking utterly lost as to how he was supposed to be reacting. I'm sorry, Harry said between laughs. Oh my God, they turn out so much worse than we thought. He's going to kill me when he realizes he almost killed you guys with snickerdoodle rocks. How does this happen to a cookie? Louis wondered as he studied them in the cup. He shook it around a little bit to see if it seemed like any of them were softer than the one he just tried, but it didn't sound like it. I thought I was the worst at baking, but this just might have me beat. Liam had come over to look at the cookies and was holding one as he studied it. It looks like it didn't bake down at all. It's still the ball that he rolled in the cinnamon sugar. Yeah, Harry agreed. He finally stood up, taking long breaths as he still struggled to regain control of his breathing. He kept giggling, causing him to let out a humming noise with his exhales like he thought it would cover up the laughter or something. Louis started licking the cinnamon sugar off the cookies on his plate before dropping the remains into the trash can. He debated whether the rest were worth keeping as he waited for Harry to explain. Yeah, I know, he finally said, wiping his eyes with the shoulder of his shirt. I have no idea if he, like, forgot the butter or oil the recipe called for, and without the fat it just hardened? Or maybe he added a lot more flour? I missed the entire preparation portion of it other than the rolling of the balls in the cinnamon sugar, and even then I knew he'd done something wrong. But the batter tasted fine, so I let him try to bake them. And he did it for the normal length of time? Liam asked. The right temperature? Harry shrugged and chuckled again, but was able to keep his control this time. When I saw what they looked like after he tried to bake the first batch, I thought he'd forgotten to preheat the oven or something. So I told him to make sure the oven was on before jumping into the shower. He said it was, but thought maybe they just weren't done yet. So he baked them for longer. And longer. And they didn't brown, they didn't bake down, they didn't do anything. They looked exactly the same as when he put them in, except when I touched them they were warm. I think he baked them to the point of being cement, Liam said, tossing a few in the air as he pretended to juggle. I've never heard of this happening before. Yeah, obviously me either, and I work at a bakery, Harry sighed. It's a mystery I have to solve now, I think. I mean, I have seen a lot of baking mishaps through the years. But seriously, nothing makes sense with this. Like, they didn't brown at all. They just kind of, I don't know, dried out. The cinnamon sugar mixture is perfect, though, Louis commented, before tossing the last of the cookies from his plate into the trash. I think I might try soaking one in milk after dinner, like you mentioned earlier, Lou, Liam said, before tossing a few into a bowl. I mean, you did say they tasted fine, even if the texture was off when you first got here, right? Harry nodded. Yeah, while they were warm, they were weird, but still tasted like snickerdoodles. Cookie cereal, Louis teased, before taking a bite of the casserole that was their actual dinner. Fuck, this tastes great, though. Thanks, Lee. Liam smiled wide enough his eyes became their happy little half-moons with crinkles adorning them. Thank you. It's my grand's recipe. Louis patted him on the shoulder before pointing at Harry. You can let your roommate know how these ended up, but please don't tell him we were saying mean things or whatever, because I don't want him to get the wrong idea. If you want, you can tell him I say, well done, keep trying, because he's got to be better than me. That might be more than he deserves, Harry teased before his smile softened. His eyes were filled with gratitude when he said, I'll pass that on, though. He could use the positive words, I think. Louis nodded, grabbing a carton of chocolate milk from the fridge and headed back to the family room. I'm settling in with a stack of papers I want to get through tonight, but let me know if you want me to move to my room. Nah, I can't stay long tonight. I have to go back to work and start on a wedding cake after this, Harry said with a sigh. Thanks, though. Louis heard Liam asking some soft questions, but he couldn't understand what was being said, which was fine, because he really did need to focus on work. He couldn't get those cookies out of his mind, though, so instead of giving people their grade and a motivational phrase like he often did, he went with a flow. He always did try to be unique and interesting with how he gave his positive energy to the kids, and he figured they'd probably enjoy these more anyway. Writing a big B+ at the top of the first paper, Louis wrote out, The cookies were baked perfectly, but next time, make sure you're adding the chocolate people came for instead of tricking them into eating raisins. The entire class knew how much he hated raisins. The student was smart enough. He had confidence they'd understand his point, and if not, well, they could come ask. And the best part of all? It wasn't until Louis went to bed that night that he remembered how lonely and sad he'd been feeling leading up to his vent session with Liam. The cookies, while a terrible fail, had completely distracted him from his little pity party, and for that, he was grateful. Louis hated parent-teacher conferences. Literally, the only good thing about the week was that they got Friday off to allow them to emotionally recover from the stress of it all. Okay, fine. Technically, it was in exchange for the extra hours the teachers worked in order to do the conferences, but Louis still felt it was more for their mental health than anything. Sighing and undoing the buttons of his dress shirt, Louis headed towards his room, but backed up when he saw a plate sitting on the table with a note on top. Louis, my roommate has been practicing his cookies more, and he surprised me with these when I got home. I promise I triple-checked them after they'd had a chance to fully cool, and these are not going to chip a tooth. Hope you like them. If you do, I'm going to keep bringing cookies by, because there's only so many that we can eat ourselves. Harry. Louis picked up the plate and peered through the plastic wrap warily. They looked all right. They were a little flat with the chocolate chips causing ridges throughout, and the edges were thin and a bit darker than the rest of the cookie, like maybe they'd stayed in the oven a touch too long. But the fact they had baked down at all was already an improvement from the snickerdoodles from a month or so ago. Deciding to go ahead and try the cookie after all, Louis lifted the side of the plastic up and picked up a cookie. It felt like he would expect a chocolate chip cookie to feel, so he went ahead and chanced taking a bite. Harry was right. They wouldn't chip any teeth, and they did taste all right. They were a little more crispy than he usually liked his cookies, but that was probably just because they'd baked down so thin. Humming to himself, Louis went ahead and took the whole plate with him back into his bedroom. He deserved a plate of cookies after the parents he'd just had to deal with. He would eat as many as he dared and then pass out so he could wake up at 4 the next morning to prepare for the conferences he had before school. He really didn't get paid enough. The more of the cookies he ate, the less he minded the crispy and came to actually like it. It gave him something crunchy to munch on, almost like a potato chip, but with the yummy sweetness he preferred. Picking up a piece of paper he had lying around that just had a few scribbles on it from when he'd last been searching for a pen that worked, Louis decided he should thank Harry, but also his roommate, for the cookies. He would love to get more if they were going to be like this rather than the inedible things the attempted snickerdoodles had turned out to be. Harry's roommate. Thank you for being generous with your baking. Liam doesn't have so much of a sweet tooth, and I'm the worst baker you've ever not met, so it isn't often I get to enjoy homemade sweets anymore. These cookies were exactly what I was needing after a long stressful day at work. I'm more than willing to take any extra baked goods you might produce as you continue to work on your skills in the kitchen, as long as Harry is willing to bring them to me, of course. I just wanted to be sure to send my gratitude in return. Thanks again, Liam's roommate. Louis almost signed his own name, but he caught himself in time. He didn't know Harry's roommate's name, and he knew there wasn't a chance that his roommate knew Louis's. Harry is funny like that. He rarely gave the actual names of the people he told stories about or was referencing. Harry was someone who valued people's relationships to him, and the bond they built surrounding that, so that was what he emphasized when he told his stories. It was always his favorite co-worker, or his Wednesday regular at work who always got the orange cranberry muffins. It was slightly ridiculous, but it was just who Harry was. Because of that, Louis knew Harry's roommate would likely be lucky if he knew Liam's name. Hopefully he did, or Harry would need to explain to him who Liam was in order to understand why his roommate was writing him a thank you note for his cookies. If Harry even remembered to deliver the note once he saw it. Louis rolled his eyes. The best he could do was write it and offer it as his repayment for the kindness of sharing the cookies. The rest was up to everyone else, and that was fine. Folding the paper and writing a quick note asking Harry to pass it on to his roommate, Louis then slid it beneath Liam's door on his way to wash up before bed. When he passed Liam's room after, Harry called out, "Of course I'm willing to bring more, Louis," almost immediately followed by Liam groaning and saying, "Will you please just come back to bed?" which just made Harry giggle. Louis called out a quick thank you and then rushed off so he wouldn't interrupt them any more than he already had. As he fell asleep, Louis remembered all the times he had tried to make chocolate chip cookies for Zane. He'd even called Zane's mom to get a recipe and any tips she had to help Louis be successful. His mom walked him through step by step on the phone, but he still managed to fuck things up somehow, and every attempt was thrown in the trash. He'd forgotten about that long ago, focusing more on how they'd celebrated Zane's birthday that year than Louis's failed attempts to bake his favorite cookie as a present. It was the last time they celebrated either of their birthdays together, and because of that, Louis only remembered what turned out well. In the end, though, his own failures that year made him appreciate the successes from Harry's roommate even more. That was probably why he dreamt of thin, crispy chocolate chip cookies that night. Brains were weird like that, after all. They create significance and add weight to things, especially in dreams, whenever they want. The cookies were just cookies, and Louis was glad he wasn't pathetic enough to start thinking there was something deeper at play. "It's beyond the point of normality at this point, Harry," Louis said with a sigh. "Just give me the man's number so we can talk like normal people." "But isn't this way more romantic?" Harry insisted, waving the paper with the newest note from his roommate to be given to Louis around between them. "It's like you're the characters in a really beautiful and old epistolary novel, and we're all going to be able to read them later and wonder at how much you learned about each other and how well you'd later work together as we watch you fall in love through letters." Louis laughed and ran a hand through his hair before immediately fixing his fringe. "Oh my God, who said anything about romance? And I just wanted to stop inconveniencing you. I'd mail it, but you save me money and time since you're faster than the post office. But really, we're living in the day and age we are, so let us take advantage of the technology available to us. Give me his number." Harry arched his brow. "Why don't you give it to him yourself? Just write it in one of your notes." "Well, you know, there was this really funny instance where I tried that, and later learned that someone had scribbled the number with so much fervor that they ripped my note." Harry blinked innocently and tilted his head. "Who would have ever done that?" Louis pointed at Harry with a look that he hoped portrayed the fact that he wasn't taking any of Harry's shit, and made sure he jabbed his chest just hard enough to hurt a little too. "I work with teenagers all day every day, and I have to tell you, you're not any better at lying than they are." Louis started laughing. "How did I end up in this ridiculous situation? And why won't you just let us do this?" "Because it isn't time yet," Harry exclaimed, his hands flying in the air. "You'll ruin my entire plan if you do that and then meet up before you guys are ready." "Ready for what exactly?" Louis asked, pacing around now. Harry was driving him absolutely insane with his games. He needed Liam to get home soon so he could hide Harry away in his room where Louis wouldn't have to deal with him and his insanely unrealistic romantic ideals. We are talking. I'm trying to make a new friend, and so far things are going great. So let us take that next step in our friendship and send text messages to each other. Ready to fall in love, Harry cried. His eyes were wide and bright, and oh God, Louis thought he was joking, but the excitement in his eyes proved he absolutely wasn't. Fall in love? Louis squawked. What do you mean, ready to fall in love? Harry rolled his eyes. Oh, come on. Anyone can see you aren't ready for that yet. You're too scared and hung up on your ex or whatever to move on. But I'm telling you that you and my roommate are perfect for each other, okay? I know these things. Just trust me and let me work. You are a piece of work, Louis argued before walking into the kitchen. What the fuck are these cookies? They look like piles of shit or something. Are they supposed to be lumpy like that? They're no-bake cookies, obviously, Harry said with a sigh. He had the heat up too high when he was boiling it, so it solidified faster than expected, and he had to just go as fast as he could before it hardened in the pan, but they still look like a no-bake. I mean, come on. Louis narrowed his eyes and pulled the plastic aside before sniffing them. Oh, chocolate. Okay, that's good. What's the flecks of stuff in there? Is that rice, or whatever, like, would be in a crunch bar? No, Harry said, sounding offended before he let out a gasp. No way. No fucking way. You don't know what a no-bake cookie is? Like, for real? Louis took a bite and had to catch a bunch of crumbles that fell from his mouth when he did. This was a messy cookie, and he wasn't sure he completely understood the concept of them yet, but it tasted incredible. Yeah, see how dry it is? He definitely messed up the timing, if not the heat. Louis swallowed and said, I understand exactly nothing about what you're saying, but this is delicious. It doesn't usually crumble like that, though? I mean, they're always kind of crumbly, but nowhere near as bad as that. But no, stop distracting me. Harry snapped in Louis's face, bringing his eyes back to him. You seriously have never heard of these before? Or had one? Truly, Louis said through the rest of the first cookie as he picked up another. This is addicting, though. I can see why people would like them. There isn't a dough with this? You mentioned boiling, but you don't bake them? No, it's basically a chemistry experiment, similar in nature to when you're making an Alfredo sauce or a cream base for a soup. And of course there's not any dough with it. If there was, you'd have to bake it. Harry slumped down in one of the kitchen chairs and stared at Louis in confusion. You cook the wet ingredients on the stove, and then mix in oats and in this case peanut butter. I didn't realize people existed who hadn't at least heard of these cookies before. Isn't it a part of the general American experience? Clearly not. Louis kept chewing and then perked up in excitement. Hey, if there's not any baking, do you think I would be able to make these? Absolutely not, Harry said, completely serious. These require a very specific heat setting and complete care of the ingredients cooking in the pan, as well as the perfect amount of time boiling. Do you even know what a true boil is? Louis shrugged. You could just show me. Harry snorted. Nope, you're not ready for the cookies or my roommate's number. But it's all right, because he's not ready for yours either. You don't think he's ready for all this jelly? Louis asked before shaking his hips a little bit as a joke. Oh, he'd love all your jelly, Harry said, laughing. But he's totally still in love with his ex-husband, so gotta get him to the point where he's forgotten about him enough to fall in love with you first. Louis rolled his eyes. That's never going to happen if we're only able to write letters to each other that are delivered by his roommate. No one falls in love that way. Oh, honey, Harry said in a slightly condescending tone as he stood up before he leaned over and patted Louis's cheek. Of course they do. Louis frowned as he watched Harry saunter out of the kitchen and down the hall. Liam really should have thought twice about giving you a key to our place, Louis shouted after him. Harry only replied with a cackle. Louis picked up the plate and was about to yell after Harry again, requesting his letter, when he realized that Harry had left it on the table for him. They'd been riding back and forth like this several times a week for almost 2 months now, and while he would never admit it to Harry, Louis also found it incredibly romantic. Or as romantic as he could when he knew without a doubt that Harry was reading each and every note they sent. This one felt thicker, and he smiled. They'd started using envelopes to contain their pages since it seemed like both of them were wordy fuckers. It was nice to know Louis wasn't alone in that, though. It had been a long time since he'd talked to anyone who seemed able to talk with as much enthusiasm as he could about any number of topics. Carrying them to his room, Louis closed the door and took another crumbly bite before putting everything in his hands down so he could change into more comfortable clothes. It had been a weirdly warm spring, and Liam was a stickler for not using the heat or air conditioning more than they needed to in order to save money. Louis couldn't argue that with his meager teacher's salary, but he did like to not be sweating when he wasn't doing anything but lazing about reading a book. Pulling the pages out of the envelope, Louis smiled at the way Harry's roommate had drawn Liam's roommate in little bubble letters like Louis used to do in middle school, so they took up the entire top of the page. "I got onto Instagram last night to look up the photos you had talked about with your sisters before I realized I couldn't. I don't have your name, much less your Instagram handle. It's a little silly, don't you think? But at the same time, I kind of like it. It feels a lot more low-key and like there's no expectations or assumptions about where this is going if we don't even have a name to identify each other with. I know Harry has his own ideas, but when we are just talking and doing our own thing, it doesn't feel so serious, does it? Harry, just let us be, okay? Anyway, other than Harry being a dick about phone numbers, it's kind of fun doing this. At any rate, I think it's helping my handwriting, which has always been pretty bad." Louis snorted at that. Harry's roommate had very nice and neat handwriting that used all caps. It was fun, actually, because he could tell when he was in a bit of a hurry or especially excited about a topic, because his handwriting started to push together a bit more, the letters overlapping a little in a way they never did otherwise. Louis's was absolute chicken scratch, so it was a wonder Harry's roommate had been able to read his notes at all. "Sorry these cookies didn't turn out quite right. I haven't had much time since it's our busy season at the moment, and this is the first batch that actually hardened. All the others were like little puddles that wanted to solidify, but were more like a sauce for an ice cream. I think I'm not going to try any more with these, though. You already survived my not-to-be-remembered snickerdoodles, so I figure you can handle some crumbly no-bake cookies. I think I should probably just stick to baked options from here on out at any rate." Laughing as he continued reading, Louis was sad when the note ended. It was funny, because it wasn't like anything specific was talked about, but it felt like he had a glimpse into the man's life. He hoped that he was able to give that to him as well. The last time Louis felt like this with anyone was Zane, and it threw him off a little to realize that. It had always been natural with him and Zane. They hadn't needed to try to get to know one another or compromise with each other, because they'd gone from being total strangers one day to being inseparable the next. Louis was pretty sure the day they met he turned to Zane and told him, "I don't have a best friend, and I told my mom I needed to find one. I guess it's going to be you." And then they just were. Until now, Louis had never wondered what Zane had thought about that declaration. Had he minded? Did he even want to be friends with Louis? By the time college came around, it was pretty clear that they were a unit and it was mutual, but at the beginning, had it been? They were young enough at the time, Louis didn't remember now. He hoped so, though. He knew he was overwhelming for a lot of people, and he was even more so when he was younger. Pulling himself out of his self-doubt that had sprung up uninvited thanks to thinking about Zane and where he'd gone wrong with him all those years ago, Louis refocused on Harry's roommate. Whatever had happened with Zane was in the past, and he couldn't change it. At the very least, it was spelled out on the first page of this letter that Harry's roommate was welcoming the growth between them, whatever it came to be. That was enough to settle him. That, and the fact that for the first time ever, he felt just as natural talking with this person he had never met, whose name he didn't even know, as he did with Zane. Maybe this was the universe giving Louis another chance. Maybe he fucked things up and didn't do them right with Zane, but he could make sure to avoid those same mistakes with Harry's roommate. Maybe it would be like Harry hoped, and it would have a better ending for Louis this time around, too. Picking up the paper he had bought specifically for his notes to Harry's roommate, Louis settled down at his desk and started writing out his own response to send back. If he was lucky, he'd get another batch of cookies a little sooner this time around. Then again, it was Harry's roommate's busy season, like he had said. Louis didn't know what he did for work, since that was something else they didn't ask each other, but he hoped it wouldn't last too long. He liked Harry's baking well enough, of course, but there was something different, something better about his roommate's cookies. They weren't perfect, and they would definitely never be sold alongside Harry's incredible creations, but there was something about that that appealed to Louis. that made him want to experience everything this roommate would try to make, just to see if his interpretations would make Louis change his mind about a particular cookie. He was getting too metaphorical about all of this now. Next thing he knew, Louis would be delving into the secret language of cookies and insisting there was a code that Harry's roommate was sending him, like the baking version of the Da Vinci Code or something. Louis always had been one for dramatics and was quite prone to get lost in his imagination. For once, he wanted to keep this in the real world. Focusing himself, Louis took another bite of a cookie and made sure not to lose himself in the response. At least, not too much. Louis barged through the front door, the scent of dinner thick in the air as he set down the two boxes and dropped another three bags to the floor. Standing up again, Louis threw his arms out to the sides and said, "My friends, my foes, my countrymen, I am free!" The sound of clapping and cheering started, and Louis was glad that Liam and Harry were both such good sports and went with him when he was ridiculous. Bowing, Louis said, "Yes, thank you, thank you. It was very close at the end there. I wasn't sure we were going to make it, but it is now official. I have made it to summer." "You're so dramatic. God!" Louis's eyes popped open and he tackled Niall to the couch. "Niler!" Louis cried as Niall's cackles filled the room. "I didn't know you were visiting." "Yeah, I'm here for just over a week before I'm heading back to Scotland. Best soak up all the Irish luck you can to tide you over until I can make it back again." Louis pushed himself up and tilted his head. "What brings you here in the first place? Why the surprise?" "Well," Niall hedged, and then Louis nearly jumped out of his skin when a loud, thick Scottish brogue came from right behind him. "We kind of have a bit of an announcement that we wanted to make to his family in person, you see." Louis collapsed back onto Niall and laughed. "Louis, I swear to God, you almost killed me. I had no idea you were there." "Yes, I did figure that out when you looked like a wee scared kitty, what with the way you nearly jumped to the ceiling." "How very dare you," Louis gasped, sitting up and scooting off of Niall. "I'm obviously a large manly cat, not some wee thing." "Sure, sure," Louis said, nodding sagely. "I'm very sorry to have misrepresented you." "Thank you," Louis sniffed. And then what Louis said sank in and Louis turned to Niall with wide eyes. "Oh my God, wait, are you pregnant?" Niall burst out laughing and Louis turned bright red. "Excuse you, Louis, but Niall is making an honest man out of me first." "Did someone say something about a baby?" Harry asked before shoving not one but two Tupperwares of cookies into Louis's lap. "I love babies." Louis rolled his eyes but couldn't help smiling. "I was joking. Unless these two have figured out how to harness science and allow two people without a uterus to somehow manage to carry a child, there's no babies involved at the moment." "Don't you dare count us out," Louis said, pointing between Louis and Harry. "If anyone will get there, it'll be us." "Yes, our skills with songwriting absolutely make us the prime candidates at pioneering male pregnancy," Niall said with a snort. "Hey, it has." "On a nickname basis already, hmm?" Louis teased before taking a bite of the mystery cookie. They smelled kind of spicy or like molasses, and he couldn't help but moan a little bit when he tasted it as well. "Oh my God, what is this magic?" "Ginger snaps," Harry said, pleased. "I told him to take a risk and try them even though he wasn't sure." Turning to Niall and Louis, Harry explained, "My roommate is learning to bake, and Louis here is his prime giftee to get the large quantities of cookies out of our house. He tried a new technique this time, and it made it so the cookies turned out perfectly." Louis picked up cookie after cookie and was impressed. They were all almost exactly the same size, and each had little cracks on top where it looked a little wrinkly. They looked store-bought, they were all so perfect. They had a bit of a crunch to them as well, but they weren't dry. They were incredibly moist and chewy, actually, and considering where they'd started with the snickerdoodles only 6 months ago, Louis was incredibly impressed. "What did he do differently?" he asked, before popping the rest of a cookie in his mouth. "Don't we get to try one?" Niall asked as he tried reaching into the container. "No," Louis whined, immediately moving the cookies out of his reach. "These are mine. Harry's roommate made them for me." "He basically did, yeah, but I brought extras too," Harry said, pulling out his own small container and holding it out to Niall and Louis. "He made two batches, because the last three recipes didn't make as many as they claimed to, and then this one made a gazillion, so we have plenty, I promise." As Niall and Louis hummed and appreciated the cookies, Harry said, "Oh, and he chilled the cookies overnight. He made them before bed and left them in the fridge already rolled and coated in sugar, so he just had to pull them out and bake them when he was ready today, and oh my God, Harry kissed his fingertips. They are perfect. I feel like a proud mama. Louis nodded. You should. Fuck, these are really good. Louis picked up the open Tupperware to see if the note was between them or tucked into the other container, but all he saw was cookies. Hey, isn't there a note? Your roommate always sends me a note.
Does the roommate not have a name? Niall asked snarkily.
Louis smacked the back of his head while Louis snorted.
It's part of the mystery, Harry explained, waving his fingers in the air. And I accidentally left it in the car, but I'll get it and bring it to you later.
Louis nodded, but once he'd thought of the note, he couldn't get it out of his head. Why wasn't Harry getting it for him right then? He knew how much he looked forward to the notes from his roommate. At this point, Louis almost liked them better than the cookies, and he was really fucking loving the cookies. Louis understood he was being selfish and demanding in hoping that Harry would stop everything he was doing and run back out to his car for Louis, but he just really enjoyed the back-and-forth chats that he and Harry's roommate had. It wasn't until Harry stood up and walked past Louis, patting his head, that Louis realized he'd zoned out and had spent who knew how long thinking about Harry's roommate instead of paying attention to Niall. Niall, one of his closest friends that he hadn't seen in far too long. His friend who had just flown across the ocean. His friend who had news. Oh, God, Louis was a shit friend.
Wait, Harry, don't leave, Louis said, grabbing Harry's hand where it still rested on his head. You're basically Liam's stand-in until he gets his ass in here. Niall and Louis still haven't shared their news.
It's been like 15 minutes since we even started talking about this, and you're just now coming back to it? Niall asked, arcing his brow. Fuck, I've obviously dropped in Louis's list of priorities if he can't focus on me when I'm here to tell him I'm fucking getting married and prefers to think about garlic crisps.
Ginger snaps, Louis corrected, his eyes wide as he slapped Niall's arm.
Harry had pulled himself from Louis's grasp and had run from the room, yelling for Liam.
Whatever, Niall said, rolling his eyes. It's about time I got your attention back.
You're engaged, Louis cried, falling back onto Niall, his arm squeezing him as tight as he could manage in the awkward position. Who would have thought you'd be the first one married?
Niall snorted. If you told me that back in college, I would have laughed in your face and walked away. Then again, you were already married then, but...
Louis sobered a little.
Yeah.
Clearing his throat, Louis pulled back just in time. If he'd been just a moment later, he would have gotten a face full of Liam as he jumped over the back of the couch screaming, Holy shit, Nye, married!
Yeah, he said happily. We're going to get married at Louis's family's house. Their garden is beautiful and they have woods that spread out nicely, so it'll be beautiful in October.
I'm sure it will, Louis said quietly. He was so happy for Niall and Louis. They were perfect for each other and he knew they'd make each other so incredibly happy. Being surrounded by Harry and Liam all the time was hard sometimes, though, since it brought out everything in Louis that longed for a romantic partner. And now, seeing the absolute joy in Niall and Louis, it hurt just that much more.
Hey, here you go, Harry whispered, slipping a thick envelope into Louis's lap. He gave Louis a smile before walking over to where Liam had moved and sat on his lap.
Louis hadn't even realized that Harry had left to get it for him, and he was grateful. It was silly, but just holding the envelope in his lap helped him feel like Harry's roommate and his support was right there with him. They had just learned that both of them were divorced, and it had taken them a long time to get over their exes, even if Louis wasn't really over his yet. He really was trying. Most of the time now, thanks to Harry's roommate, he thought he might actually be moving on. And even if he wasn't quite over Zane yet, he knew that whatever feelings he had pent up inside, if he were to share them, Harry's roommate would get it. He'd understand. He always understood. It was then that Louis felt like everything had finally become clear. Harry's roommate understood everything about Louis. There hadn't been a single thing Louis had shared that he hadn't responded to in a way that showed he just got it. He was able to respond on a very deep level without it feeling overwhelming, and that was a lot. It was a lot, and it was so important. Louis popped another ginger snap into his mouth and was once again reminded just how perfect and delicious the little cookies were. The man who had baked these had his heart and his stomach at his beck and call, and Louis thought that he might just be ready to meet him. Now he just had to figure out how to suggest that it happen and hope that Harry agreed they were ready for it. He'd just black out Louis's suggestion if he thought they weren't, but Louis really wished he wouldn't.
He wanted to have an even deeper connection than he already had with the man. He wanted to know his name, recognize his face, hear his voice. Not able to wait any longer to read the letter, Louis got up and kissed Niall and Louis on their foreheads and waved the letter around a little. "Gonna go read this, but I'll be back out in just a little bit," Louis promised. Then he went into his room to enjoy what had been shared with him before building up the confidence to finally put his hopes into words.
"Why am I eating cookies again when I'm just going to head out for dinner? With the man who made said cookies?" Louis asked as he chose one of the cookies from the container. "This doesn't look familiar to me either. Is it like an iced chocolate chip cookie or something?" As Louis inspected it closer, he knew that wasn't it. The chips in the cookie weren't chocolate, but he had no idea what they were. "It's an iced cinnamon chip cookie, actually," Harry said, watching Louis closely. "I always buy as many bags of the cinnamon chips as I can around Christmas, 'cause they're seasonal, but you also never know how many you're going to be able to find in any particular year. He wanted to try to make the ones I always make, and I have to say he did very well." Louis nodded and eyed the cookies. "Interesting. I'm not really a massive cinnamon fan, but I'm willing to give them a try." Harry stayed quiet and watched him take a bite. It was a little disconcerting, but Louis was getting used to Harry watching him whenever he ate something his roommate had made. "Oh," Louis said, surprised. He'd expected the cinnamon flavor to be a lot stronger, almost overpowering. It was what he was used to when it came to cinnamon-flavored goods. People seemed to really go over the top with it to ensure it was there and recognized, and he didn't care for it because of that. Well, that and the fake cinnamon flavor of things like Red Hots and other candies was absolutely disgusting, so he never knew what type of cinnamon flavor he was going to get. But these were amazing and not overdone at all. "These are really good," Louis said, looking up at Harry. It was a similar texture to a chocolate chip cookie, maybe a little bit more firm, and the addition of the icing was just right. It wasn't too sweet, and the cinnamon was perfectly balanced by the flavors of the cookie itself and the light addition of sweetness from the icing. "The flavor of the chips is incredible, but I really like how it all works together. I, like, want more because it feels good to chew on it just as much as because it tastes good. Is that weird?" Harry laughed and shrugged. "Nah, you know how particular my boyfriend is about textures. That sounds pretty normal to me." Louis hummed in acknowledgement. "Yeah, I guess. But you still didn't answer me. Why are you feeding me cookies right before meeting your roommate for dinner? Why'd he make me these when we are meeting in less than an hour?" Wagging his eyebrows, Harry said, "Yeah, well, maybe he just wanted to sweeten you up one last time to ensure that when you meet him, you'll be inclined to like him." Louis snorted and choked a little on some crumbs because of it. Once he'd cleared his throat, he said, "That was horrible. Please don't make a pun that bad while I'm eating again." "No promises. When they come to me, they must be shared," Harry said, clearly pleased with himself. Being a bit more serious, though, he needed to bake and I could tell, so I shared the recipe with him. I think he just automatically handed these over to me out of habit by now, which is why there's not a note to go with them. Louis looked at the cookies before turning around to the mess of clothes he was going to have to put away later. That was always the worst part of getting ready for a date, but he was so out of practice he wasn't even sure that what he was wearing was okay. "Yeah, I get that," Louis said with a sigh, before he tossed the rest of the cookie into his mouth. It was funny, because Louis felt like he hadn't thought about Zane for weeks leading up to this date. It had taken them long enough to find a time that worked for the both of them, because Louis had taken on a seasonal job that had him working all sorts of ridiculous shifts, but in that time Zane had barely been a thought in his mind at all. Until today. He'd woken up after having had a dream about Zane, and it had unnerved Louis. He still felt like the date was right, and he really was excited to meet Harry's roommate and see if he felt like the guy was the one he could finally be ready to get serious with, but he was a lot more nervous than he had been as well. Things hadn't turned out so well with Zane, and Louis had learned a lot of lessons because of that, but the biggest one was always that he hadn't been right for Zane. If he hadn't been right for the man who had been his very best friend and the one who best complimented him in every way, then how could he possibly be right for anyone else? Clearing his throat and focusing on the fit of his jacket, Louis looked at himself seriously in the mirror. "I so rarely look at myself this closely," he commented. "I mean, outside of my hair. You know how much I care about my hair." "You have that in common with my roommate as well," Harry said, chuckling. "What do you think, now you're taking yourself in a little more?" Shrugging, Louis said,
that it's probably time for me to revamp my wardrobe. As he laughed a little, Louis turned back to face Harry and said, "It's never seen as a priority until you realize how it's lacking." Harry rolled his eyes. "Your wardrobe is perfect. Don't even say that. It's exactly you, and you had plenty of options that could have worked for tonight." Louis hummed and then dug his favorite black shoes out of his closet. They were nicer than the ones he wore regularly to work, and therefore hadn't been needed as much recently. "Hey, Lou?" Louis turned around, still squatting, but now holding the shoes he'd managed to find. "I already had this conversation with my roommate. Don't you worry. But I just need you to know that in no way do I think you would do anything to hurt him purposefully. But if you do hurt him, I will cut off your balls and feed you your own dick. All right?" "Jesus," Louis said, chuckling a little even as he fell on his rump. He might as well put his shoes on there since he was seated now. "You don't often go there, but when you do need to be intimidating, you really lay it on thick, don't you?" Harry smiled smugly and shrugged a little. "My sister and her boyfriend have been giving me lessons. They always say I'm as intimidating as a kitten and I need to work on it. You're the first I've really tried it out on other than my roommate." "They tell you to threaten to cut off a guy's balls and feed him his own dick?" Louis asked in surprise. "Hardcore, man. I have to say I'm not really interested in meeting them now." "Gemma is incredibly intimidating," Liam said as he leaned against Louis's bedroom door frame. "But Michael is just as pun-loving and easy to smile as Harry. He just also has that introvert aspect to him that allows him to flip from humorous to scary in half a second." "Interesting, interesting," Louis said, finishing tying his shoes. "But I really don't have any intention of hurting your roommate, Harry. I'm more afraid for myself." Harry gave him a soft smile. "I know, you had a rough go with your divorce, but he did too, all right? It's taking him a long time to get here, but I really have a feeling about you two. I'm talking soulmates kind of vibes." "Soulmates? That's pretty damn confident considering we don't even know each other's names," Louis said with a wry smile. Louis used to think soulmates existed, but he wasn't so sure now. "All right, well, I've got to go. I don't want to be late." Liam and Harry sent him off with hugs and another cookie, and then he made his way to where the reservation was held in Harry's name. Upon arrival, Louis took a few deep breaths in the car and made sure his fringe still looked all right before getting out of the car and walking up to the doors of the fish market. Louis felt like his nerves were fizzing within him, making him almost jittery. It had been so long since he'd felt this way, like he had to move his limbs as much as possible to get all the energy out before he spontaneously combusted. But the entire side of the restaurant was covered in windows, where at least half of the tables could clearly see him as he approached. He really didn't want his first impression on Harry's roommate to be the image of him flailing about in the parking lot. Pushing out an exhale as forcefully as he could, he hoped that would be good enough and then pulled the door open. There was a well-dressed man who looked to be in college holding the second door open for him and leading him to the host stand. "Hello, and welcome to the fish market. Do you have a reservation?" Yes, I believe it's under Harry Styles, and I'm meeting someone here?" "Yes," the man said as he came around the stand. "He was just seated, so let me lead you to the table." "Wonderful," Louis said, the butterflies kicking up into more of a frenzy within him. He had to calm his heart or he was worried he was going to pass out, so Louis focused on his breathing and watching the back of the host as he made his way between the tables. "Here you are. Your server will be with you soon to take your drink order, but our soup of the day is tomato bisque and our drink special is our house Chianti. I hope you enjoy your meal." Louis couldn't even say a thank you before he heard an incredibly familiar voice saying his name. His head snapped towards Harry's roommate, and he couldn't even take in the twinge in his neck from the movement. He was in too much shock. "Zane?" he choked out. "What? How?" "It's you?" Zane asked, his eyes wide. It was pathetic, but Louis couldn't even process the words being said, much less the thoughts that were flying through his head so fast he couldn't latch onto any of them. All he could do was study his face, his hair, his clothes, clock every single minute change that had occurred in the years since they last saw each other, since they last spoke. Zane had grown his hair out since, which made sense. He'd shaved his hair on a whim anyway right before the divorce, but Louis had always loved his hair longer. He had allowed a strand to come free from the way he had the rest styled as well, and it was hanging into his gorgeous eyes, framed with his perfect eyelashes as he stared at Louis with such force that Louis had to gasp for air. That might have been the first breath he'd taken since he'd seen Zane, and it was like all of his thoughts and feelings and worries and fears were crashing onto him, burying him as he finally realized what this meant. The man he'd fallen for in an attempt to get over Zane was Zane. He hadn't even known he was back in town, much less living so close to him, but here he was. The proof that he really didn't know his ex at all anymore. That, and maybe he really didn't have a chance of ever getting past Zane. His first successful attempt to distract himself from his feelings towards the man had been with him. Maybe that was Louis's fate, to fall in love with the same man who could never return his feelings repeatedly. "I'm sorry for wasting your time," Louis whispered as he backed up. His breathing was becoming labored, and as his vision started to tunnel, he knew he needed to get out of there before the tears started to flow. "Thank you for the cookies." Then Louis turned and made his way out the way he had just come, as fast as possible before driving until he couldn't see the city lights anymore. Louis finally got home around 2 a.m. He closed the door carefully and quietly, but noticed the kitchen light was still on, which was strange. He hadn't expected that. "The fuck have you been?" Liam asked, making Louis jump and press his hand to his chest to keep it from beating right out of him. "You leave that voicemail and have me beyond panicked, not knowing where you are, and when I try to call you back, you weren't answering." Wincing, Louis waved his phone. "It's a brick. It died pretty much right after I finished leaving that. I'm so sorry. I thought you were asleep." "I was, but I woke up when the alert for the voicemail came through." "Shit, sorry." Louis locked the door and kicked off his shoes. "I'm really tired, though, and I've been crying for like 5 hours or something stupid like that, so if it's all right, I'd like to go to bed." "What?" Liam practically yelled, before striding over to Louis and wrapping him in the tightest hug Louis had ever experienced in his life. "You think I'm going to just let you go to bed alone? After whatever happened?" Louis whimpered a little into Liam's neck and worked his arms out from between them so he could wrap them around his waist. "I thought Harry would have filled you in on whatever you couldn't understand in the voicemail." "Harry got a weird text from his roommate that didn't make any sense but meant something was wrong, so he went home hours ago," Liam said. "I figured you were still with him helping out or something, and that's why you didn't come home, so I just went to bed. When I got your voicemail, I started flipping out, but Harry had told me depending on how things went with his roommate, he likely wouldn't be available either, so I couldn't figure out what had happened on his end either, and please, for the love of God, put me out of my misery. It's been long enough I feel like I'm going mad, and I'm really hoping that all the scenarios I imagined are worse than reality." Liam was practically panting by the end of his rant, and Louis just dragged his hands up and down his back soothingly. "It's Zane," Louis said, voice cracking partway through because somehow, even after 5 hours of practically bawling, he apparently still had tears left to cry. "It's fucking Zane." "Wait, were you crying over Zane? Or were you crying over Harry's roommate?" Liam asked, clearly confused. "Because I assumed roommate. But I think now you say his name, I could definitely make out some noises that could have been you saying Zane." Louis pulled back and put his hand on Liam's cheeks to make sure he was looking right at Louis's puffy, likely bloodshot eyes. "Zane is Harry's roommate. Harry's roommate I had the date with tonight? He is Zane. My ex-husband Zane." Liam's eyes grew wide and he asked, "No shit." Louis huffed out a laugh. "No shit." "Fuck." Liam's face morphed into one of determination before he grabbed Louis's hand and dragged him towards the kitchen, where he got a glass of water before handing it to Louis and then turned out the light. "Come to my room. You're sleeping with me tonight." As he gulped down the water and followed Liam through their apartment, he didn't bother putting up a fight. He didn't want to. He just wanted the comfort he knew his new best friend could offer as he tried to get over seeing his ex-best friend. Once they'd gotten settled into bed and the lights were out, Liam pulled Louis into his chest and he breathed in the remnants of Liam's cologne and deodorant. It was a scent that combined in such a specific way that he would always know that it was Liam's specific scent. "How the fuck was it Zane this whole time? Did you not recognize his handwriting? Did you know he wasn't in Chicago anymore? I can't wrap my head around this." "Oh, I know," Louis said with a sigh. "I've been trying, and I can't quite believe that I'm so pathetic that the first man to help me get past Zane was in fact still Zane." "I really am sorry, Lou," Liam said softly. "But I'm also a bit confused. Harry always talked about his roommate saying he'd had a rough time getting over his divorce. Wouldn't that mean that he hadn't wanted it either?" Louis shrugged. "It's been 10 years, though. For all I know, Zane went and moved on after me and got married to someone else. Maybe that's the divorce he's had such a hard time getting over.
That would suck, Liam said, pouting. 2 divorces before his mid-30s. That's like almost Ross Geller numbers.
Probably why Harry was so protective of him. Didn't want him becoming Ross completely, Louis joked.
Maybe.
They were quiet, and Louis wished his brain would just shut down like his body was trying to. He was so close to sleep, and yet he couldn't manage it with his mind going a mile a minute still.
Hey.
Louis hummed his response and cuddled closer to Liam's chest. You want to talk about Zane?
Talk about him how? Louis asked back.
I don't know. Just whatever, Liam said, running his fingers through Louis's hair the way he liked.
What he was like, what you loved about him, how he looked tonight. Literally anything you want to.
Louis was going to thank him for the offer and go to sleep. He really was. But before he even realized it, stories about Zane were spilling from him.
I've never been so surprised as when I was led to the table and Zane was sitting there. He looked so fucking good, too. God, Lee, I can't even explain.
Liam didn't stop him. He just kept running his hands through Louis's hair and he spoke. And sometime after, it was already pretty bright in the room, Louis finally fell asleep. Louis had missed his shift at work, but apparently Liam had taken care of it for him, because when he finally remembered to plug his phone in, there weren't a million voicemails and angry text messages waiting for him, which was nice. He'd apparently needed the sleep, because it was nearing dinner time and Louis was just pulling himself out of Liam's bed. Liam was nowhere to be found, which made sense. Louis vaguely remembered him talking about having plans with Harry, but he selfishly wished he were there. Louis really wanted someone to cuddle him and take care of him since he didn't have the energy to make anything for dinner, but he needed to eat really fucking bad. All he'd had since lunch the day before were the damn cookies Zane had sent to him before their date gone wrong. Just about to slump on the couch and be a vegetable there for the rest of the day, Louis paused when there was a knock on the door. Looking down at himself, Louis was glad he'd grabbed a pair of Liam's joggers at least before leaving his room. He wished he was a little more clothed as his teacher's schedule hadn't allowed him to keep quite as in shape as he would have preferred, but it was also this asshole's fault for not reaching out beforehand. Who came by in the middle of a Saturday without contacting someone first? Louis dragged his stockinged feet over to the door, enjoying the slip they had since the floors had been mopped yesterday, and opened the door, ready to tell off whoever had come. All the words died in Louis's throat when he processed who was standing on his doorstep. Even after blinking a few times, Zane hadn't disappeared, so Louis supposed he really was there.
Hey, Louis said cautiously.
Zane gave a small smile and a little wave like he always did when he was uncomfortable.
Fuck, when did it get so they weren't comfortable with each other?
Hey, Lou, is it all right if I come in?
Oh, Louis said, a little shocked that he even wanted to spend time with him after Louis acting like such a dick and ruining their friendship all those years ago.
Then again, Zayden hadn't tried very hard to keep it going either.
Yeah, Louis said eloquently as he opened the door. Sorry, I, just woke up, so...
It was then he realized he was welcoming Zane into his apartment, wearing nothing but Liam's sweatpants, with his eyes so swollen he'd considered running out and buying one of the gel eye masks Harry always praised.
It's all right, Zane said with a smirk as his eyes dropped to Louis's chest and belly. The tat is new. Thought you said you'd never willingly let anyone stick you with a needle to do permanent damage.
Louis snorted. He couldn't believe Zane remembered him saying that. Who says this was done willingly?
Zane's eyes rose to meet Louis's and he arced a brow.
Pretty big tattoo done by someone really skilled. Had to have cost you a bundle. And in a location that can be painful. You telling me someone held you against your will the entire time they were working on that?
Louis closed the door behind him and motioned to the living room.
Yeah, you got me. It was my idea.
Zane was quiet as he sat down, and it was then that Louis realized he was holding a plate with more cookies in his lap.
I'm just gonna grab a shirt, he said, staring at the plate as long as he could before he was far enough down the hall that he couldn't see them anymore.
Had Zane baked for him again?
Even knowing it was Louis who had been eating the cookies this whole time, he'd taken the time to bake him more and then bring them over himself? Louis distractedly pulled on the first shirt he could find that was still in his dresser, and pulled it on, then made his way back out to Zane. He had approximately a million questions at the moment, and he hoped Zane was up to answering them. When Louis walked back into the room, Zane looked up and his eyes nearly bugged out of his head. What? Louis asked before looking down and freezing. Fucking shitting hell. Of course he managed to pull out one of the only clothing items he'd purposely kept from Zane when they split. He usually kept his old Stone Roses shirt buried deep enough in the dresser that he would never accidentally put it on. He liked to save it for occasions when he was feeling particularly pathetic. So of course today was the day he was wearing it in front of the only man who really knew what it could possibly mean to him. Or at least, partially, considering he had no idea that Louis really was in love with him back then. And still, if he was being honest with himself. Fuck, Louis whispered. I thought I'd lost that, Zane said quietly. Should have known you had it. Louis rolled his eyes. Yeah, you really should have. I thought when you realized it was missing that you'd reach out to yell at me for taking it. Keeping his chin fairly close to his chest, Louis looked up at Zane carefully. Was pretty surprised when you didn't. Yeah, well... Zane looked down to his lap and then immediately held the plate of cookies out to Louis. These are for you, obviously. Stepping forward, Louis tentatively took the plate from Zane and then sat down. Oh, they're not cookies. Nah, Zane said, shifting awkwardly. Wanted to make you your favorite since I can now. So I made you the fancy mint brownies you always liked from my mom. Thought maybe you'd miss them. Louis pressed his lips together as tightly as he could. Fuck. He really had missed Trisha's mint brownies. Enough that the fact Zane remembered was making him tear up all over again. He was such a fucking mess. I think... Zane stopped and cleared his throat. I think there's some things we need to talk about. Oh, you think? Louis snapped back, but his voice wasn't harsh. He was too tired for that. Yeah, sometimes I do, Zane said with a smirk. Harry implied that... Well, he flat out said we were dumbasses back in college, and that the fates were giving us a second chance. But I'm not sure I'm as confident as he is about destiny and all that. Clearing his throat, Zane shrugged. But I would like to talk about why I behaved how I did after the divorce. Louis's brow furrowed. You were just fine after the divorce. It was me who was acting weird. You deserve an explanation and apology from me if that's the kind of conversation we're about to have. In fact, I'll just kick it off with an apology. I'm so fucking sorry, Zane. I never should have cut you off like that. Zane was shaking his head so fast his hair was whipping around. Louis hadn't seen it that long since their junior year of college, and honestly, the memories he had of Zane with it at that length were mostly of them in bed together. But he also had so many images going through his mind of Zane laughing so hard his eyes were closed and making faces at Louis to help him relax before a big exam. God, he had missed him so much his heart was hurting having him close. He'd spent so long wanting him to be near that now that he had that, he didn't quite know how to feel whole again. It was all a bit of a mindfuck, if he was honest. No, it was me who cut you off, Zane said urgently. I was being selfish and was trying to get over you, get over the pain of you not wanting me the way I wanted you, try to move past the fact that the best relationship I would ever have was ending in divorce because it wasn't mutual. I'm so sorry, Louis. I shouldn't have done that, and I've regretted it almost every day since. What? Louis asked, confused by what he was hearing. What are you even talking about? I was so fucking in love with you, Z. Like, it was stupidly obvious to everyone. I didn't want us to get divorced. Like, at all. What? Zane asked, his entire face scrunching up. No, you specifically said... I was incredibly careful with everything I said leading up to the day we signed the papers, Louis said. I debated almost every phrase to make sure that if you wanted to believe that I loved you, you couldn't miss it. I made sure I never once said I wanted that damn divorce. Zane was looking at Louis like he'd just told him the sky was below them and fish could talk. Shrugging, Louis said, everything I did was for self-preservation after that. I wasn't about to force you to stay married when you would never see me as more than just a friend who happened to be able to give you a decent fuck while you couldn't get off with anyone else. So you've never been married to anyone else? Zane asked carefully. It really was me? Louis picked up one of the ugly throw pillows Liam insisted they keep on their couches and threw it at Zane, making him squawk and one leg flew in the air as he fell back to catch it. It was always you, you idiot. Louis bit his lip and looked at his nails. It took me until we'd finally slept together sophomore year to realize just how deep I'd fallen for you. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I've been in love with you since we were kids. Just didn't realize it.
Zane studied Louis carefully before taking a deep breath and asking, "What about now?"
Louis could feel his face squishing up at the question.
"What do you mean, what about now?"
"I mean," Zane said, making the annoyed face he always did when Louis wasn't catching on to things as quickly as he wanted, "what about your feelings towards me now?"
Louis licked his lips and fiddled with the plastic wrap covering the brownies.
"You were the first date I was truly excited about since college. Did you know that?"
"No."
Louis nodded, but still couldn't look up just yet.
"I compared everyone to you in practically every way.
Liam was lucky he caught me on a bad day, or I never would have let him in, even just as a friend. He was too much of a goody-two-shoes when I met him."
"I believe that. Some of the stories Harry tells about him made me wonder if he was someone you actually could get along with."
Louis laughed and then looked up at Zane. "He's exactly the kind of guy I see you latching onto, actually. He's so weird sometimes, and he's so fucking serious. He's exactly the type you'd want to protect and take care of."
"Makes sense why you took that role instead, then. You always naturally pulled those kinds of people to you without even realizing it and took on the older brother kind of role."
Zane was looking at Louis fondly. There was something in his eyes that Louis didn't think he'd ever see directed at him again. At least not from Zane.
"So what are your feelings now?" Louis asked, trying to deflect.
"Towards me, I mean."
"Why should I answer when you haven't even answered yet?"
"Of course I have," Louis argued. "I told you that you were the first person to make me feel this way in years. Isn't that enough?"
"That's not what you said," Zane said, smirking. "But I'll take it now. And as for me, well, I've been hung up on you since I was 12 years old. I really don't think that's going to change anytime soon."
Louis's eyes widened. 12?
"Yeah," Zane said, snorting. "When I called my mom for the brownie recipe, she asked if I'd managed to reconnect with you since moving back here. She could hardly believe it when I told her I was baking these for you."
"God, I love Trish," Louis said with a sigh. "Do you love her more than you love me?"
Louis looked up and saw the playful energy in Zane's gorgeous eyes.
"Who said I love you at all?"
"You did," Zane said, looking brighter and happier than Louis thought was possible, earlier in this conversation.
"God, you're right," Louis sighed, "and I absolutely love her more than you. She told me she loved me every time we talked, and she always made sure to make my favorite meals when I came by."
"You're right. I think she loves you more than she loves me," Zane said, laughing.
Studying Zane's face, Louis asked, "So what does any of this mean?"
Zane stood up and walked the few steps it took for him to be able to sit down close beside Louis.
"Well, if you don't mind the suggestion, I was thinking we could start out with you actually trying the brownies, so I can report back to my mom that I didn't ruin them for you, and then I was really hoping that I could kiss you."
Louis finally allowed his eyes to drop to Zane's lips. They were so full, just as he'd remembered them being, and so beautiful. Every single part of Zane was beautiful.
"How firm are you about the order of activities?" Louis asked, unable to help leaning in closer.
Zane had changed the cologne he wore, but underneath the subtle tones of amber, Louis could just make out the scent of Zane's fabric softener and deodorant. It was making him crave him and his body heat in ways he hadn't even known were possible.
"I really am excited for the brownies, but I've been dreaming of you for 10 years, and I'm not sure how much longer I can hold back if you're actually as interested in this as I am."
Zane didn't say anything more. He dove in and cradled the back of Louis's head just like he always had, so he could move Louis to be in the perfect place for their lips to meet. It was incredible, really, the way kisses were. It was a memory being refreshed, and an expression of emotions Louis had kept locked as best he could for a decade, and yet it was brand new as well. A desperation and a confidence coming through from Zane that Louis didn't remember ever being there before.
"I'd really love for this to continue," Zane said before leaning in for another kiss. "But my mom's expecting a phone call. She demanded it, actually, and she's got a commitment in an hour, so it has to be before then."
Louis laughed and let his head drop to Zane's shoulder. "Yeah, all right. Trish's brownies first, and then we're getting back to that. Yeah?"
Zane nodded slowly, his eyes drifting down to his shirt that Louis was still wearing. Louis loved the way his eyelashes left shadows on the tops of his cheeks and how his cheekbones cut such a striking line from this angle. But his eyes stole his attention as soon as he looked up again.
"Yeah. We'll have to talk more, you know."
"Yeah," Louis agreed, but we can always talk more tomorrow, right?
Zane smiled and scrunched his nose at him, his very favorite of all of Zane's smiles.
Yeah.
It wasn't until almost an hour later that Louis had a realization.
What? Zane asked, poking at Louis's side and making him pull away as much as he could without falling out of bed.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just so fucking happy you made those horrible snickerdoodles, Louis said, still giggling.
Otherwise, we might never have met up again.
Oh my god, I still can't believe he tried feeding those to you, Zane moaned as he dropped his head into a pillow. I was so embarrassed for so long.
It was that embarrassment that pushed me to become better, you know. I almost gave up after that day.
Louis smiled at Zane and brushed his hair out of his face so he could see the way his eyes crinkled when he smiled at him.
I'm glad you didn't.
Zane pulled Louis down for yet another kiss.
Me too.
This was Finally You and I Collide by Lulu Lawrence on Tumblr and AO3. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave the author a comment or a kudo. You can find us on Tumblr at podfic-pals.tumblr.com or on AO3 at podfic_pals.tumblr.com. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and until next time.